cliffcentral.com.
Very nice. That's a little Credence. Credence Clearwater Revival and Looking Out My Back Door. A song which I play often because it reminds me of that scene in The Big Lebowski where he drives into some trash cans. The worst crash scene in the history of cinema. It's so stupid. It's really dumb. He drops his joint in his lap. And I've told you the story. He's busy smoking his joint and he sees a police car like far away. And he drops the joint in his lap and it starts burning his balls. And he goes, oh my God, man. Oh, jeez, dude. Oh. And he's like starting to hit his crotch and then he loses control of the steering. But he's only going at 5.5 kilometers an hour and he smashes into the trash cans.
Oh,
and he goes, oh no. It's so good. I do love it. What a great show. All right, it is time for Mubs to give us the latest in the news. Let's get into that ASAP. If you're wondering where Justice is, he will be back on Thursday next week. He, according to Flax, woke up this morning and thought it was Wednesday. And that's understandable because who knows what day it is today, right? Who knows? Who can remember all these things? Here's Mama Le Malloy with the latest in the news.
A collaboration today.
Yes.
Okay, so I mentioned earlier that I came across this headline, Why the Flu Really Hits Men Harder.
Aha.
Aha.
All right, guys, let's get ready for some sympathy from the ladies. Tell us.
Well, hold on to your jock straps there, Gareth.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why you guys find it harder is simply because your immune systems are weaker than ours.
We're weak. Feeble and weak.
So it seems that men really could be more prone to a powerful bout of man flu than their partners would like to believe. Because, you know, women hear the word man flu and they're like, oh, you guys are such babies. But actually, it's because you are such big babies.
Yep.
Scientists have found that males have naturally weaker immune systems than females. According to a team from the University of Pennsylvania, this is because women inherit 2 X chromosomes, which contain more genes related to immunity. And you guys only have 1 X chromosome. So that is why you have a weaker immune system.
Huh.
And therefore, when the flu hits you, it really does hit you harder as a man.
Damn it. Really?
Yes, really. Oh. It's because you only have the 1 X.
Damn, and that other X could have given us more immunity.
Could have given you more immunity, but it's not there for you.
I always wondered what was in that other X. You know, our Y chromosome contains the instructions on how to build a penis. You know that, right? So,
add 500 grams of
yeah.
testosterone.
Right, add 7 kilograms of testosterone. Some
yeah.
some ball hairs, 2 little testicles, and a varying depending on how manly you are, a certain size of penis. Of course, some of us get very small ones. Some of us get enormous ones.
But hang on, ladies. There is a downside to having such strong defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Writing in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, this team from the University of Pennsylvania also said that because women have such a strong defense, it also makes us more prone to autoimmune diseases. So there is a downside to having a stronger defense.
So there you go.
So it's, you know, it's not a perfect world
what you
for
win
a man
on,
or a woman.
What you win on the swings, you lose on the roundabouts.
Exactly. Right. Gosh, men and women, the differences are just, they're very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's find out exactly what's been happening in, you know, Zooptaville and that whole situation.
Boy. Do we have to?
Yeah, well, you know, Gareth, it's part of the news, so
all
we
right.
have to. So Gupta-owned media, ANN7 and The New Age, have agreed to publish and broadcast an apology to the ANC following their coverage of the recent National Executive Committee meeting. The reason that they're apologizing is because the New Age and ANN7 reported about an alleged plot involving high-level ANC members who want to topple President Jacob Zuma. And now it seems that the ANC have taken issue with this and they're making the Guptas apologize. And the Guptas are saying, okay, okay, we'll apologize through ANN7 and New Age.
Good. They should apologize.
Should apologize for a lot. I mean, if any of the allegations that we've heard in the last week are true, they have a lot of apologizing to
do. They should just pack their bags and go away.
Yeah, actually, they should just
Richard Poplack of the Daily Maverick says, reading The New Age or watching ANN7 for even a day has the same effect as subsisting on rice crackers and lemon water. The head spins, runes appear on the back of the eyelids, bowels liquefy, and God communicates in upbeat infographics.
Sure.
He doesn't mess around.
No, he doesn't.
You can read all of that on the Daily Maverick.
According to the ANC spokesperson, Zizi Godwa, they met with both the New Age and ANN7 this last Tuesday. And he said the meeting noted that while both the New Age and ANN7 stand by their stories, both media organizations acknowledged certain errors in their reporting. Consequently, the New Age and ANN7 have agreed to publish and broadcast an apology on Thursday, the 24th of March. That would be today. Zizi went on to say that the meeting agreed to take their discussion forward in a way that would encourage a dynamic and respectful relationship. The ANC had earlier condemned the broadcaster and the newspaper for their reports about the allegation made to topple the president.
Well, they basically drew up a list of who the generals and the renegades were in the ANC, and they named people, they put them out there, they hung them out to dry and said, these are the guys who are against President Zuma. Now, you know how damaging that could be politically.
Was Gwede on that list?
Gwede was on the list. Cyril was on the list. Sipiwe Nyanda was on the list. Nkabisi Jonas. Lots of people. It's just very childish. It's almost like the New Age, in order to protect themselves, are running to the president's defense. And we all know that that's because they're owned by the Guptas. Mm. And I mean, the New Age, ANN7, and the president, all owned by the Guptas. And that's why they did it. It's so clear. You can see right through it. And they think that we don't see where they're coming from. I'm glad they have to apologize to the ANC. Good. God damn it.
And then in a different story, but with the surname Zuma attached to it, mm-hmm. There is a murder case currently on against one of the president's nephews. His name is Mfundo Qaba. He is a taxi boss in Durban. Him and 11 others were in court yesterday, where their case was postponed by the Durban Magistrates Court to the 20th of May for further investigations. What happened is that this guy and 11 others were arrested on the 16th of September last year. This was after a shooting at the Brook Street taxi rank in the Durban CBD. Three people, including a commuter, were killed. So the charges that they're facing include murder, attempted murder, and public violence.
Mm-hmm. Well, hang on. I wanted to find you something Obama's saying here. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
The shooting was believed to have been prompted by a long-standing dispute between two taxi associations over one of the routes in Port Shepstone.
So it's taxi violence.
It's taxi violence, and this one particular taxi boss happens to be the nephew of the president. And him and 11 others are facing all these charges. Murder, attempted murder, and public violence.
It's very hectic. But his surname isn't Zuma, it's Qaba.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, I'm not surprised that the president's nephew is a taxi boss. I'm really not.
No.
I mean, you know, these are the kind of people that he hangs around with. What I wanted to play you a second ago, I'm sorry to interrupt, was a clip of Obama versus Trump on how their attitudes to women differ. Do you want to hear?
Oh, yes, because Trump is having to defend himself for how he treats women. He's doing a lot of that these days. Where
correct.
He's saying, I've got a lot of respect for women.
I've got a lot of women who I've made many women very successful. I've made them Miss Universe. That's successful. Men he takes seriously in business, women not so much. So here's the opening clip is Trump on The Apprentice talking to one of the female contestants. And listen to what he says. This is his opening line.
You dropped to your knees.
Yes.
And begged to do this.
It's right. A pretty picture you dropped into
John
your knees.
John and Dennis thought I should be. Omarosa said me.
All right, so his opening line is, it must have been a pretty picture seeing you drop to your knees. That's sure. Not sexist at all. Yeah. Here's Obama.
The idea that my daughters wouldn't have the same opportunities as somebody's sons? Well, that's unacceptable. That's not acceptable.
I mean, we could say politically correct that the look doesn't matter, but the look obviously matters. Like, you wouldn't have your job if you weren't beautiful.
We all have to be louder than the voices that are telling our girls they're not good enough. That they've got to look a certain way, or they've got to act a certain way.
You know who's one of the great beauties of the world, according to everybody, and I helped create her?
Who?
Ivanka. My daughter, Ivanka.
Yeah.
She's 6 feet tall. She's got the best body.
Yeah, she's hot.
I've got a vested interest in making sure that our daughters have the same opportunities as boys do.
A person who's flat-chested is very hard to be a 10, okay?
Yeah, I was raised by a single mom. And know what it was like for her to raise two kids and go to work at the same time and try to piece things together without a lot of support.
They said, how are you going to change the pageant? And I said, I'm going to get the bathing suits to be smaller and the heels to be higher.
Playing like a girl means you're a badass.
Ever been with a black woman?
Had to have. Yes.
When women of color aren't given the opportunity to live up to their God-given potential, we all lose out on their talents. We're not as good a country as we can be.
And you're going to have more kids?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, sure. I will.
What do you need that headache for?
Because I like kids. I mean, I won't do anything to take care of them. I'll supply the funds and she'll take care of the kids, right?
We have to do better because women deserve better. And by the way, when women do well, everybody does well.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't that interesting just seeing the juxtaposition of Trump and Obama on their attitudes to women? He says to a news reporter, like, you wouldn't have the job that you have if you weren't beautiful.
Is that a lie, though?
It's not a lie.
That's
he's right.
It's the society that we are living in.
No, he's right.
And I hate Donald Trump.
You hate him.
But what he said there specifically is unfortunately true.
Well, before we move on with some news, let me quickly tell you about some of the other things happening today on cliffcentral.com. Look at what we've got. We've got the open book with Loyis Obala, giving you a Christian commentary and scripture teachings like no other. You can join him for a journey of spiritual fulfillment and growth today at 9:10 o'clock. It's the Unview. And Timothy Molloy is popping by. He's, of course, the man with the velvet voice to pay tribute to Luther Vandross.
Ooh.
In Always and Forever. And the judges of Miss South Africa will talk about the entire process and why they think the new Miss SA is the best lady for the job. Only on The Unview today. Dumi Shomasha makes a return to Black Life today at 11 o'clock. 12 o'clock is Unplugged and In Charge, formerly known as Gentleman by Choice, with Simpiwe Petros, Lise Khumapanga, and Weza, that guy, as well as Vaughn Thiel. And they are joined by the solution bearer to load shedding, Pila, who is from Red Bull Amapicos program. He quit his job to make the phrase, we don't have enough electricity, redundant. And then Fashion Lab with Liz and Morwick. And that's always a hell of a show. They're going to be talking about the African fashion industry starting to be taken more seriously in the rest of the world. The huge insurgence of growth has created thousands of jobs on the African continent. And the Fashion Lab team will explore the business, behind the scenes action, and all the rest in the local fashion industry. Future CEOs is on at 2, Gareth Armstrong and Hlubi Mboya. What do you get when you put 200 young leaders representing 54 nations across the African continent together in one room? Amazing discipline, incredible cooperative effort, and enviable maturity. Those are the words and phrases that Hlubi and Gareth used after they attended the UNECA and NEPAD simulation sessions at Alamau this last weekend, and they'll discuss all of that. Airtel Trace Music Star co-founder Jimmy Mutebo will talk about combining business and music acumen, and there's lots more. If you think you're a future CEO, you need to listen to that show. Gareth Armstrong and Hlubi Mboya. Then at 3 o'clock, it's The Queue with Mark Bland, live out of the United States. St. Louis, to be 100% right. Marco Rubio's dropped out of the primaries. He's waiting till the convention comes along to see who walks away with the Republican nomination. St. Louis comedian John Maddie will discuss how actors like The Rock and Johnny Knoxville should be viewed within the world of stand-up comedy, and that and so much more. Then at 4 o'clock, it's Kelman and Cliff Central. Jam-packed Thursday, he'll kick it off with an edition of Forum featuring Mary Lou, Dineo Moik-Etsy and Sese Didiwe. And then live from San Diego, Eddie Martin will talk about what he does for a living. J.D. Durkin is on Skype for the America Report. And the entire cast of Disky Divas. The whole lot of them in for the big interview. That's going to be chaos.
Yo, the last time. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
Yes, you did.
The last time that, what are their names? See, the two who don't like each other? It's Nontle and Wendy. The last time that those two were in a room together.
Who are they? Wendy Parker.
Okay, I remember.
Who's the wife of Bernard Parker.
Right.
The last time those two did an interview together, somebody, like, people were being slapped across the face and being pushed around.
That's right, I saw a video of that.
Nontle, and mind you, Nontle was pregnant at that time. Yes. It's such a cringeworthy video, I still can't watch it.
Isn't Katlego Mwaduba in there as well?
So Katlego and Wendy were the ones who sort of concocted this whole head slap abuse vibe.
Because
so,
she was Ari's co-host here for a while.
Exactly. So they were kicked off the show. They aren't in this latest season because of that scandal.
All right. All of that and more this afternoon on the on Kelman and Cliff Central.
Get your dose of class.
Oh, it's coming. They're going to smack each other around, these ladies. The entire cast of Disky Divas on this afternoon. All right, Mubs, what else is in the news?
So it would seem that a docket on DA MP Glynis Breytenbach containing charges of obstruction and defeating the ends of justice was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
The docket was stolen from a vehicle used by one of the members of the Hawks investigation team. Suspects broke into the vehicle of one of the team members investigating the case when it was parked next to their offices in Sunnyside, Pretoria. Only the said docket was stolen. A copy of the docket had already been handed to Breytenbach's lawyers. A case of motor vehicle theft and malicious damage to property was opened with the Sunnyside police. Breytenbach is currently out on 10,000 rand bail. Remember, the NPA have laid charges against her, claiming that she shredded relevant papers and wiped clean her laptop while she was still the head of the organization's specialized commercial crimes unit. In response, the DA have said that no, the NPA are fabricating all of these charges and it's some kind of politically motivated move.
Oh, really?
Mm. And then yesterday, this docket got stolen out of one of the Hawks team members' vehicle.
The Hawks can't be terribly impressive if they get dockets stolen out of their cars. You'd swear people would be a little bit more afraid of the Hawks than to steal dockets out of their cars, right?
You would hope so. You would want to take their organization as seriously as you can. But, I suppose not.
Okay. I got some stuff for you. Do you want to hear this feature that Al Jazeera did on our president?
Uh-oh, do we?
Well, the whole thing is a bit long, but I think you might be interested in how it starts and where it goes. I mean, a lot of people are talking about the president and who his friends are and who his allies are in business and who his benefactors are. You know, there's a lot of talk at the moment. So Al Jazeera put together a little special on President Zuma.
A few weeks back, we aired a report on transformation, the extent of racial integration in South Africa's news media since the end of apartheid. This week, we're going back there to look at the relationship between President Jacob Zuma, his government, and the media. Zuma generates a lot of bad press in South Africa, from the state of the economy to the broadsides against his leadership, and even the controversial $20 million upgrade of his private homestead. But Zuma isn't without his allies in the media. There is the state-owned South African Broadcasting Corporation, the SABC, the most influential news outlet in the country, which is frequently accused of pro-government bias. His close relationship with the influential business family, the Guptas, translates into friendly coverage in the outlets they own. And then there's the Independent Media Group, which critics say doesn't necessarily report favorably on the president as much as it goes after the main opposition group, the Democratic Alliance. These are tense times under Zuma's presidency. Race relations are still fraught, corruption is rife, and the local elections that are just around the corner will be a test of the ruling African National Congress Party's appeal, which shows signs of waning. For the president, now more than ever, controlling the message is essential. The Listening Post, Nick Muirhead, reports from Cape Town.
All I mean, I can't play the whole thing for you, but it's worth having a listen.
South Africa's state airline, the SAA, a newspaper called The New Age, and the country's president, Jacob Zuma, all have in common. The answer is that they can all be linked to a wealthy business family in South Africa, the Guptas, and the New Age newspaper, which they own.
Did you hear they fired Vusi? What was that show called? They had that show on SABC. I've watched it a couple of times. He wanted me to go on as a guest. They fired him and they canned the show because he wanted to do an expose on the Guptas. Or he wanted to do a show. He didn't want to do an expose. What's it called, the show? Milton, help me out here, please.
On the record,
Vuyom Voko. Thank you. Thank you, Milton.
When was he fired?
Talk to Milton in a moment or two. Vuyom Voko. He was fired this last week. Unbelievable, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is frightening.
They just canned him from the SABC. Now, I noticed that the SABC... Please, prove me wrong. Record anything you can on the SABC at the moment that has any political commentary whatsoever. There isn't any. It's almost like they're pretending it's not an election year, and they're pretending that politics doesn't exist.
Well, I remember in the last 2 weeks when the stories were breaking regarding Fakey Mentor and Mcebisi Jonas, a lot of people took to Twitter and said, I've deliberately gone onto the SABC news channel and then also ANN7, and I see absolutely no reporting being done of this.
It's like they think they can just hide everyone else's heads in the sand with theirs. Lunatics. I also noticed, this is so bizarre. I mean, I know why they're doing it, because they're just frightened for their own existence. But I noticed that 5FM's logo on Twitter has got the 2016 local elections, but they don't talk at all about politics. There is not one show on that channel that's speaking about politics.
I don't think they're allowed
to. No, they've been told to shut up. God, we got out at just the right time, huh? Can you imagine? We'd be sitting there with a mouthful of teeth looking at each other going, we should really be talking about this big thing that's going on.
Yeah.
But we can't.
No, we're not allowed, because we'll get fired probably.
Imagine having to do 3 hours of radio a day and you're not allowed to talk about the most important issues of the day. How do you remain relevant to your audience? How do you make a difference in their lives? How do you connect with people in a real way if you can't even do that? There's real stuff going on, and you have to avoid it because your political masters say stay away. And just for the sake of your job, you have to hang on. Do exactly what you're told. It's kind of sad. I'm so pleased I don't work there anymore. I really am. I would be pulling my hair out. Mind you, by now I would have been fired or I would have quit anyway. So I'm glad that everything happened on my terms. But there we go. So Vuyom Voko, his show's gone.
Yeah.
Just because he might have wanted to do a show on the biggest news story of the moment, which is that the president and the Guptas are linked in a number of nefarious ways. I mean, it's not controversial. It's out there. Everybody knows about it.
But why... why fire him? Why not at least just say the answer is no, and then he can carry on doing whatever else?
Because by even suggesting it, you should be fired. That's how they think there. It's a very backward place, and I don't know how they manage to. If I were an advertiser, and I'm talking to all those companies who advertise on SABC, I'm talking directly to you. I'm going to listen to which companies advertise on SABC, and I'm not going to support those companies. I'm boycotting them, because I can't imagine how you can, with good conscience, put your money on channels which are blatantly trying to cover up, disregard, and ignore what's actually going on in society, as if it isn't happening. Those advertisers who advertise at the SABC should be ashamed of themselves for associating with channels that do not encourage the most relevant, the most important, the most meaningful conversations of their audiences. And you watch, those audiences will start bleeding off too. Because audiences in this country are not stupid. This is not 1970, where all the white people listened to this and all the black people listened to that, and that was all we had. These days, there are lots of options for you. Thank goodness for the internet. You can get on there and you can listen to stuff that it really matters. You can hear what's really going on. Which brings me to Mabale Moloi in the news.
Well, I don't know if you see in the news that billionaire Johan Rupert has made an appeal to the president to resign, saying, if for any reason, do it for the sake of the country's children's future, Mr. President, just resign.
Oh, boy, I don't know if that's a good idea, having billionaires talk about what the president should do. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people would agree with him, but he's putting himself out there. That's brave. You know, a lot of rich people don't care. They just pretend everything's okay, even if they have table conversations with their friends that revolve around how terrible they think the president is. I suppose it's brave that Johan Rupert says this publicly. There are too many people who say they care about South Africa, but they never say what they really think. Maybe those people are a bigger problem. They're happy to rake in the billions and not say anything. At least he's saying something. You know? It's the opposite of the SABC. How could they fire Vuyo Mvoko? That guy, he was putting together a fine show.
Surely.
And it was growing. It was one of the few shows that was a valuable property to the SABC. How could they get rid of that?
Surely they could put together a case for him, though, on, you know, depending on what grounds they dismissed him on.
Yeah, but I mean, who are the real losers here? Because Vuyo Mvoko will go on. He'll be hired by somebody. He's a good guy. He'll get work. But who the real losers are? South Africa. The audiences who watch the SABC are the real losers. Because now they're going to put some schmaltzy, rubbish, bullshit show, probably like a TV game show on there in place of him, where people win money for guessing the name of a song or something. And we're doing nothing to talk about the issues that really affect South Africa. That to me is sad. I'm sorry, it's sad. I feel bad about it. What else is going on, Mubs?
Well, Gareth, at the beginning of this month, there was a story about a woman who had been accidentally shot by her 4-year-old son while they were driving in the car. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about the story was that the woman was a very pro-gun woman, right?
Uh-oh.
Pro-gun mom. And she made a whole big deal on her Facebook page and other online platforms about her toddler being some kind of shooting prowess. I mean, this kid is 4 years old. And then this woman, Jamie Gilt, who's 31 years old, she was driving down a major thoroughfare with her son in the back seat when he shot her on the 8th of March.
Oh!
The bullet went through the seat cushion. She was fine. I mean, she wasn't, you know, injured in a terrible way. But now, officials in Florida are saying that actually, woman, pro-gun woman, you might have to face charges because somehow, in your negligence, you allowed your 4-year-old son to get a hold of your weapon and then he shot you.
Yeah, if the kid could just aim properly, we would have had two less problems.
Oh, no.
No, really.
What?
I can't. You're a gun nut and you let your 4-year-old kid play with a gun.
Yeah, that's
bad things
again.
Bad things are going to happen, honey. And you're an unfit parent, too. You're an unfit parent and you're a moron. And you're probably voting for Donald Trump.
Prosecutors ultimately will decide if Gilt faces a charge of unsafe storage of firearm, which is a second-degree misdemeanor.
Unsafe storage? She didn't even store it. She gives it to a 4-year-old.
Well, I don't know that she gave it to him. I think he just managed to get a hold of it.
In the car?
Well, it was probably in her handbag.
Uh-oh, something slid under my seat. I think it's my revolver. Crazy. But with this obsession so many Americans have with guns, it's so unhealthy.
Now, it's not the first time that Anonymous have issued a threat against ISIS. We've heard them do this before.
Oh, right.
When was it? Last week or the week before? They also issued a threat to Donald Trump.
You know, every time Anonymous issue one of these threats, they become less powerful. Like, I used to take them very seriously because there weren't that many. Now there's one every week.
Oh, yeah, it kind of loses its effect, doesn't it?
It's watering itself down.
And so in light of the most recent attacks that took place in Brussels, Anonymous have again taken to the internet and are basically saying to ISIS, we will strike back. I don't know what this means, really.
You want to hear it? Very dramatic music that they like to use, these Anonymous guys.
Nous sommes les gens.
All right.
Greetings, citizen of the free world.
We are anonymous. Most of you know that Belgium was hit by terrorists on 22nd of March, 2016. Our freedom is once again under attack. This cannot continue. Following the attacks in Paris last November, we have fought daily against terrorism, and we have silenced thousands of Twitter accounts directly linked to ISIS. We severely punished Daesh on the darknet, hacked their electronic portfolio, and stole money from the terrorists. We have laid siege to your propaganda websites, tested them with our cyber attacks. However, we will not rest as long as terrorists continue their actions around the world. We will strike back against them. We will keep hacking their websites, shutting down their Twitter accounts, and stealing their bitcoins.
All right, we know that. I mean, we've heard this before, right? Yeah, good for them, though. Let's hope they get out there and they do some damage to ISIS. Those motherfuckers. Would you like to have fun and save money while you're doing it?
Yes.
Damn right. Download the Entertainer app from TheEntertainerAfrica.com. Got it? That's TheEntertainerAfrica.com. It costs 495 Rand, but I'll tell you what. You could save up to 1.2 million rand a year with this app. With the app, you get thousands of buy one, get one free offers from the best restaurants, cafes, attractions, hotels, spas, and more. Now, you might look at that amount and say, oh my God, but what do I get for 495 rand? It's a one-off cost, by the way. You get to go to restaurants. You get... Flax, you've been using this, right? This is phenomenal. I installed it last night and I saw all the offers that you could get a hotel room at half the price, or you can get one night and you get the next night for free.
It's like a lifestyle app. What I'm going to Durban in like 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and I've downloaded the Durban version of the app as well, because mm-hmm. I didn't know what to do in Durban. So you go to like leisure and attractions and stuff, and you can actually plan your entire Durban trip, from surfing to sightseeing to this, to eating in special places. And like when you have a girlfriend and you always like, you go for dinner and you never know who's going to pay. So what I do is I go wherever this app tells me I can get buy one, get one free.
And she doesn't know.
I just pay for my meal and she's free.
And she thinks you're paying for both of them.
Exactly. It's a win-win situation.
She thinks you're so generous. Meanwhile, you're getting the extra one for free. It's fantastic. You can share the app with your family across devices. You could ping up to 10 offers per year to your friends as well. Visit TheEntertainerAfrica.com and download the Entertainer app today. I've got it on my phone. You should get it on yours. The Entertainer app. Explore more of the local cities you love so much and save while you do it. Does this sound good to you?
It definitely piques my interest. Okay. I think I should, at the very least, install the app and check it out.
Let me tell you something. I've got it here on my phone. I'm looking at Johannesburg and Pretoria only, okay?
Okay.
I can get deals on beauty and fitness, food and drink, attractions and leisure, retail and services, hotels worldwide, and more in South Africa. I can find, for example, if I just click on more, there are places I can go to. Hotels I can stay at, restaurants I can eat at, beautiful tourist attractions that they give you a discount on, five-star hotels, lodges where they're game lodges, driving ranges, guest houses. It's absolutely unbelievable, the number of deals that you can get on here. So it's kind of like a way for you to be part of a club where the phone acts like your concierge. It organizes you the best table at a restaurant at a reduced rate, that kind of thing. Sounds good, right, Sia? I think you need this.
Well,
it's time you started entertaining people in style, not getting drunk at dodgy clubs.
Excuse me, sorry. I'll try.
All right. So are we going to speak to Mike?
Yes.
I'm going to speak to Mike Rich. He's on the line. What's the deal?
He's on Skype.
Oh, very good. Cool. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Listen, Mike, I installed this thing on my phone yesterday. Flax has been using it for the last couple of days. It's unbelievable.
First of all, you did such a great introduction. I don't know what I have to say.
Well,
but thank you.
Have I got it right that it's almost like having your own personal assistant on your phone who can find you the best hotels, the best deals, the best forms of entertainment you can get? Just about anything you need to live your life like a five-star person.
100%. So basically, we started the It started 15 years ago in Dubai, and from there we've expanded globally to over 20 countries. We're the largest buy one, get one free platform in the world. And we launched South Africa about 4 years ago. And the whole idea behind it was, you know, to create a lifestyle product to make you live more. And what the product is all about, it's the great thing about it is there's no exclusions. I mean, people always go, you know, what's the catch? But that's the great thing, there isn't. Because what we do is we drive amazing people that want to explore new places and try new restaurants to new restaurants. So it's a win for the customer and the merchant. And the concept is very, very simple. It's buy one, get one free, no exclusion, 7 days a week.
Now, Mike, I go on here. How is it possible that you can offer such great deals? How could you, for example, get me a 5-star hotel room in KZN for the weekend, and then I get another one for free? How is that even possible? How do you do these deals?
So basically, you know, the concept behind the product for the merchant, which is, say, for instance, the hotel, is we go and first of all, because we sell the product for 500 Rand and we focus on premium hotels, premium restaurants, you know, we attract premium people to come and use and try the product. And that's where the hotels them. So we drive the right clientele to the hotels to go try it out for a night. You know, they're still going to dine at the hotel. They're going to spend additional money. You know, it's up to the hotel to upsell, but we just literally bring them the best merchant or the best customers to come and try their hotel.
Now, it's amazing. Are you confident that the price of this app is not going to put people off? Explain why it's worth that and more.
Oh, so I'm so happy you asked that question. So, you know, the product costs 495 Rand. So to give you an example, we have a thing called one-time buys. And for instance, in the Joburg product, there's over 50 one-time buys. And what a one-time buy is, it's if you use one voucher, it covers the whole cost of the product. So I'll give you an example. The Joburg product has got 1,640 offers in it. Right, the total value is over 1.2 million Rand. Mm-hmm. So if you go, for instance, to a spa, right, and you go for a massage will cost you 500 Rand. So now you buy one, get one free. You've saved 500 Rand in one offer, which covers the cost of the whole product, and you've got another 1,639 offers to use. So that's why it is an absolute no-brainer.
This is cool. I'm going to go for a massage today. I'm booking 100%. This now. So what do? I click on it. I'm doing this right now as we speak. So I click on.
All right. So there's two versions. You've got the book and the app. All right. So the book is obviously you get the people that like the more physical product. They can tear the voucher, offer out and use it. With the app, it's very simple. The app, you literally go to the customer. So when you go for a massage, you would book anyway. If you had to use the app for dining or attractions, you don't have to pre-book. You go there. You don't have to say to the guys beforehand, I have an entertainer app. You go and enjoy your lunch and dinner. When the bill comes, you then take out your entertainer and say, I have an entertainer app, and you use it. When it comes to massages, there's two ways you can do it. You know, you can either go and you make your booking, you go and do your massage, you pay for the first one, you get a ticket, which they will issue you, and then you can use it for the next time you come for free. Or if you have another person with you, you buy one, get one free. You take out the app. On the app, the app is geolocated, so automatically that merchant will be at right at the top. You click on the merchant, it'll open up three offers. You click on the one offer, you put in your PIN code, and the merchant will put in their PIN, and it redeems it. As simple as that.
This is fantastic. When does the payment happen?
So you pay per normal. You pay the customer directly. So you don't have to worry about you know, buying something on the website and then prepaying for it. None of that. You literally pay the customer directly right then and there.
But you get the other one for free.
Correct. So you buy one, get one free. And the nice thing about the app is, you know, the app is, like I said, it's geolocated. So it'll tell you whatever's closest to you. It's got a map feature, which you click on. It'll open up a Google map and show you where you are and all the attractions around you. Oh. It's got a savings tracker. So you can track your savings. You know what you've saved in your lifetime. You can know what you've saved in this year. It's really unbelievable.
This is fantastic, dude. How come it's taken you guys so long to get an app going? Come on. I would have been using you 4 years ago if I'd known you existed.
True. The app we launched 2 years ago. So the app is still quite new for us, and we're obviously developing and changing it every year. We've just had an update done on the app. So we've improved the search features and all that kind of stuff. So when you go on, the nice thing is you can download the app and try it out and have a look at it, and then you can decide if you want to purchase it. But I mean, it is really an absolute no-brainer.
Superb. All right, listen, is there anything else we need to know here, Mike, about
this? Yeah, so basically we've done an exclusive deal for you guys, for all your listeners. If you purchase, or if you go onto our website, which is www.theentertainerafrica.com,
right.
You purchase the product, you enter the promo code Cliff Central, okay. And that will give you a 30% discount on the Durban and Joburg and Pretoria app.
Awesome. Go on there and use the special code Cliff Central to get special deals on those three different apps, right?
Perfect. That's it. 100%.
Got it. Awesome. Flax, you wanted to add something?
We're also giving away a free app this morning.
Oh, very good. Okay. Let's do that. Okay, Mike, thank you so much for clearing this up for us. It sounds terrific.
Absolute pleasure.
And we'll probably have to check in with you again in case, I don't understand something, which often happens.
Anytime, okay? Thank you so much for having me, guys. Have an awesome morning. We'll chat soon.
All right, very good. There's Mike Rich on the line. The app is called The Entertainer, all right? Make sure you go and check it out. The Entertainer. I'll give you all the details again. In case you're on the web, you can go to theentertainerafrica.com. If you want to use the app, it's The Entertainer. Just look it up, one word, and you'll find the app. It's superb. Flax, your girlfriend doesn't know that you use this, but you managed to score great deals.
You know what I did the other day, even? Her mother was in town, and I used the app to buy them massages. Because you know how expensive massages is? I went to go pay. It was going to cost me $2,000 for two massages, full body, and feet as well. I paid it.
Sorry.
Feet as well?
I had to pay extra for feet.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
For full body, feet as well, because a normal full body doesn't include the
this
feet.
This did not include a foot massage. It took me down to $1,000, and they got everything included. I thought that was a pretty bargain. $500 a pair.
That's very good. I'm very impressed with you. All right, so tell me how this game's going to work so that we can get some contestants on and give away a free app.
Okay, so you can call us, you can Skype in if you want to win this app. And if you're in Joburg, there's a special edition that you win as well. There's something extra you'll win. So trust me, if you're in Joburg, you want to phone in 0861-555-189. So you'll play a little music game where you just got to complete the lyrics. And I promise you, it's not hard. These are artists, well-known artists. Most of the songs have two artists in, because it's two for one, as you know, the lifestyle.
Okay, I've got it.
Trust me, you want this app. I'm saving cash every day.
So if you want to call in now and we can make you a winner, then you will win this app and you will get yourself a gateway to many amazing deals. Buy one, get one free stuff on the Entertainer app. Mubs, just massages alone. I'm on the map thing now.
I can't remember the last time I went in for a massage. Actually, I'm thinking I should take my mother with.
All right,
this weekend.
Just for you, this is about less than 2 minutes away. Lash Lash, where they'll do your eyelashes. Richard's Fit Zone. Elrica Davis Johannesburg. And there's Skin Sense that will do massages and beauty treatments. That's just for you right here, right now.
That's perfect.
How cool is that, huh? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I was looking in Durban. You can even get free club entrance for someone else in Durban. You can go to like clubs in Durban and you can get a buy one, get one free drink even.
Oh, that's very useful.
Here's one for you, Sia, the Foot Tracker Monument.
Oh.
You could get
because I'm so refined.
Yeah. You could go to the Foot Tracker Monument, Sia. And they tell you how much Uber will cost and to get there.
Do they have yoga classes?
I'm sure
maybe
they do.
I can look. Yeah. I'm under sure spas.
Barnyard Theatre.
That's up my alley.
Bounce. You know that place with all the trampolines that Ben always goes to? Parker's Comedy. Catsy School of Dance. This is unbelievable. All right, Flax, get us some contestants. Let's give this away. Let's see who we've got on the line. I'll tell you what, we'll give it to whoever's first, and if you can guess the two artists in the clip I'm going to play you now. We've also got an amazing guest coming in, someone I've been looking forward to talking to for a long, long time, Milton Nkosi, who is the BBC Africa's bureau analyst and correspondent. He's been with the BBC for more than 20 years, and he's interviewed everybody that matters. This is an incredible guy to talk to. He must have stories for days.
I wonder if the last week has been extra, extra busy for Mr. Nkosi.
I'm sure. He's something of a legend in the journalist circles of South Africa. 25 years in journalism. Born in Soweto, he studied teaching and civil engineering, believe it or not, and ended up becoming a person who interviewed Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, F.W. de Klerk, Kofi Annan, Walter Sisulu, Harry Belafonte, among others. So I'm very, very honored that he would come and spend some time with us this morning. All right, Flax, who we got there? I want to do this competition so we can get to Milton. Do you want to hear the clips, Mubs? Try and guess?
Yes, because Flax did say that these are very easy, so let's try one.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a little warm-up. You have to guess who is in the clips, and if you, and then we'll have, you know, you versus whoever's calling in. Have you got someone on the line there? You're busy on the phone. What's going on?
I'm just chatting to the guy.
Oh,
quickly.
My God. We're having a conversation. Oy. See, I get very impatient. You know, I want everything done right now.
It's a little warm-up, though. Oh. Need to set the tone first.
All right, Mubs, here's your warm-up. Are you ready?
Yeah. I've got to finish the lyrics, right?
Complete the lyrics. And remember, it's two different songs. Sorry, two different artists in the same song.
Okay.
Ready? This is your first one. You got it?
Yeah.
All right. Realize, no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying. Like I'm?
Saying goodbye.
Yay!
Very good. Okay, so you're up against some tough competition. Who have we got on the line, Flex?
We got Judd.
Judd is on the line. Hello, Judd. Let's go to him. Let's see if he's any smarter than Mabale on this. And if he is, then he can win himself that entertainer app. All right, Judd, are you there?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Hey, man. Took you a long time. Were you and Flex having a fat conversation there?
Yeah, we're discussing you all the way. All right. Dirty habits.
Are you ready now to try and have a guess at this song? If you can get the next lyrics in the song that I'm about to play to you, then you could be the winner. All right? If you don't, then I'm going to let Mabale guess. If she does, then she gets a point.
Oh.
By the end, whoever has the most points wins. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. A white goat. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, violin, living it up in the city. Got what?
Gold.
Oh, no.
Got what?
Can I be on Judd's team?
Sia, you want to help Judd out? Yeah. Give him a clue.
It's a type of shoe, Judd.
Nike? Sneaker?
It's a type of...
Sia,
Wiz Khalifa wears these a lot.
Gee, I wouldn't know what that is. Yeah, do you want to help him, Flex?
I actually want to make it harder for Judd. We got someone else who wants to play on Skype. His name's Mike.
Do it.
Let's make this a bit tougher.
All right. So now listen, Judd. You know what's going to happen here. If this Mike on Skype, it's Mike, right? If he's any smarter than you and he gets this right, he goes ahead by 1 point, then there's going to be a sudden death.
That's not going to happen.
All right. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, you there?
Hey, what's up?
You want to guess the lyrics here on this Mark Ronson track?
I definitely do.
All right. Here it is. I'll play it again. You complete the lyrics because the dumbass Judd couldn't get it right. Girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, violin, living it up in the city. Got what?
Oh, wow.
That's like a tricky one.
Yeah, that's hectic, man.
I thought you were so confident just a moment ago.
Yeah, I was until you played that song.
Mm-hmm.
Does Sia want to finish the lyrics so that we all know
what
it is?
All right, you two are useless. Sia, how does it go? What?
Got chucks on, as in Chuck Taylor's.
Got chucks on.
You'll sell a want. Got to kiss myself.
Oh,
you're so pretty.
I've got chucks on right now.
There, you see?
All right, you two, listen. Here it is. I'm going to give Judd, you called in first, so I'm going to let you have the guess on this one. If you manage to get it, then you will win. And I'm sorry, it's over for you, Mike. However,
God damn it.
If he gets it wrong, then Mike, you get a chance. And if you get it right, then you are the winner. Okay?
Red.
Right, let's go. We're gonna sweep this under the carpet. I hope that I can turn back the time to make it all alright. Any ideas?
No clue.
Wow, you guys.
What was the question?
Oh my God.
No. Yeah, I didn't even...
You know, we should have a standard grade and a higher grade version of this game.
Yeah, let's get standard grade on this one, eh?
You know what I'm going to do? Because this is too ridiculous. And I mean, this is not hard. This is a DJ Snake song. It's quite well known. You two are just really, really useless. I don't know who deserves it. Mabali, I'm going to let you decide who the winner is. Do you like Mabali, the sound of... Do you like the sound
favorite.
Of...
Mabali, I've always loved you since the beginning.
Who do you like the sound of more, Mabs? I'll give you each exactly 30 seconds to explain to Mabali why she should choose you. Are you ready? We'll start with you, Judd. Go.
I'm tall. I'm good looking. I'm rich. There we go. I think I said it all.
All right. Did you say I'm rich?
Judd used 5 seconds of his 30 seconds. Would you like to improve on that, Mike?
I would love to.
All right, go.
Mabali, I'm not rich, but I will treat you right.
Oh.
And I'll make sure that you have all the love you need.
Oh, wow.
That money can't buy.
Oh, wow.
Money buys everything.
No, you're right, man. You're right.
All right, so who are you going to choose, Mabs, Judd or Mike?
Gosh, you know what? Just because Judd got in first by calling first, I'm going to have to keep it, you know, pretty...
All right, Mike, you could try again next week, though. We'll give you another chance, all right?
Awesome. Thanks, all right, guys.
So there we go. Mike, thank you very much. Judd, well done to you. You are our winner. You heard about this entertainer app?
Yes, I have.
It sounds pretty damn cool, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, well, let's see if we can get you some deals. And you might be able to treat yourself and whoever else is in your life.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Good stuff, dude. Hold on for us. We'll take down your details. There we go. There's Mike and Judd. And Judd, of course, our winner for
cool,
today.
Judd.
Very nice. Okay. Very nice.
Those two actually sound like they could get along as friends.
Yeah.
They're both just as ridiculous as each other.
They might have been friends if they weren't competing for you. Then things might have worked out better. All right. Milton Nkosi is coming up next. I'm thrilled to be speaking to him. He is our guest this morning, cliffcentral.com. So much to talk about with this guy. He's experienced so much. He's met so many interesting people. He's lived through some amazing stories. So we'll talk to him about that coming up. cliffcentral.com.